Just a few halachot from Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Shemot, halakha Aleph. Kishiyachil yotzer or, yimashmesh betefillin shel yad lebado. In the berakah tefillat yotzer, one should kiss the shel yad. Ki tefillat yotzer be'olam ha-briyah. Okay, and that's the place for tefillin shel yad. Ve'lo ya'aseh kemenhag burim lemashmesh gam betefillin shel rosh. You should not kiss the tefillin shel rosh during the section of yotzer. Kimishmus tefillin shel rosh en kan mekomo. That's not the place. The place of the tefillin shel rosh is right before the Amidah. Before you say Ga'al Yisrael, you kiss the Rosh, and you start the Amidah. But not during Yosef. For that matter, he writes, Tov shiyaniyah yadav al tefillin shel yad le'malim abigadav kol meshech zman berachot kiryat shema di Yosef. As long as you can hold on to the tefillin shel yad, it's praiseworthy. So you don't take your mind off the tefillin. So it's customary to hold on to the tefillin shel yad during the berachot Yosef and kiss it from time to time so you don't forget. You shouldn't make a seh hadat from the tefillin. Again, that's a humrah, it's a stringency, but it's a nice point just so you can keep on reminding yourself that the tefillin is on you. Kedushat Yosef sarich lomnam yoshev. The kedushat Yosef, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh of Yosef, you say it sitting down. Vimaya omed sarich leshev. If you were standing, you have to sit for that kedushah. As well, the custom is to hold the tefillin shel yad. And to kiss it, when they say kadosh, 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 they kiss the tefillin shel yad. Last point of the Ben Ishchai Halacha Gimal, yafsik ben yoser uben or. Yoser or. Instead of saying yoser or, and then you're swallowing the aleph. So therefore you should make a hefsik between the words. Let's say a person finds himself in hagadol v'hagibor. And he doesn't know if he's up to Hagadol v'Hagibor, ki b'shem kodshei Hagadol v'Hagibor v'Anura batachnu, right? That's in Berachat of Ahavat Olam. Or is he in Hagadol v'Hagibor v'Anura kadoshu, in the Berachah of Yotzer? Whatever, he's daydreaming. So he says Hagadol v'Hagibor v'Anura, and he doesn't know exactly where he is. So the halakha says, lo yachzor l'berachah rishona. He does not go back to the beginning of Yotzer Or, because Safek Berachot Nakel. Maybe he said it already. Ela Yazon Berachat Ahavat Olam. Start from Ahavat Olam, and from there you continue because of the rule of Safek Berachot Nakel.